All right, as you know, Conley has taken off for vacation, and so we need a replacement to play Factor Bullcrap against Tom. Today's competition will not count in the national standings, but we are going to have a replacement. Playing the part of Chris Conley today is, thanks for calling, what's your name?
This is Ty from Stevens Point.
Ty, we haven't talked to you in quite a while. You doing okay?
Whatever, man. Let's get to it.
Okay. All right. So Ty,
he doesn't want to mess around.
All right. So, Ty, you know how this goes. I make a statement. You simply say if it's true or false, fact or bullcrap. Are you ready?
Yeah, 100% radio lameness. Let's go with it.
Okay. All right. Here we go. It's you're going to go first because you are the guest. Statement number one, Apple's first logo was a sketch of William Tell shooting an apple off of his son's head. Fact or bullcrap?
Fact.
Nah, that can't be right. I'll say bullcrap.
It's bullcrap. It featured a sketch of Isaac Newton sitting under a tree with an apple dangling over his head because Newton supposedly came up with his theory of gravity after being hit on the head by a falling apple, although it's not clear if that is true. All right.
Give that guy an answer. He's in the studio.
All right, here we go. Statement number two. Wow, you're in a good mood today, Ty. Statement number two. The name iPod was inspired by the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey. Fact or bullcrap?
I'll say bullcrap.
I'll say bullcrap as well.
It's fact. A copywriter named Vinny Chieco came up with it. He says that as soon as he saw the original white iPod design, he thought of the movie's famous line, open the pod bay doors, Hal.
So I got the point?
No.
Neither one of us got the point.
Okay, you're 0 for 2. Statement number three, there are now... What?
His life story.
Statement number three. There are now Apple stores in all 50 states. Fact or bullcrap?
I'll say fact.
Oh, I can't believe there's an Apple store in, like, Idaho or...
What are you going against Idaho?
Well, I'm just thinking some... No, there can't...
You've heard that on dates before.
There can't be an Apple store in every state. I'll say bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. 44 states have got Apple stores, plus Washington, D.C. The six states that do not have them yet are Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Vermont, West Virginia, and Wyoming.
So Idaho has one.
Idaho has one.
Okay, all right.
All right, statement number four. Here we go. Fact or bullcrap. Apple was founded on April Fool's Day. Fact or bullcrap?
I'll say fact.
I'll agree. Fact.
It is a fact. There you go. It was founded April 1st, 1976.
Booyah. That just happened, boy.
Yeah, well, I answered it right, too. I'm still ahead of you by two, so don't get too excited.
Whatever.
Statement number five. Apple's first slogan was, quote, the computer for the rest of us. Fact or bullcrap?
I'll say... bullcrap.
Yeah, like the holiday for the rest of us.
The Festivus
for the rest of us. I'll say bullcrap as well.
It is bullcrap, but it was their third slogan, not their first, which was used in 1984. The first slogan was "Bite into an apple." B-Y-T-E.
That's a good one.
All right, we now
I thought it might have been your line flashing before your eyes, but everybody knows that iPads don't have flash player.
Wow, you are a technical savvy young man. All right, here we go. We move into the second segment of Factor Bullcrap. The first nine we've played through. We now go to the back nine. This is now about Breaking Bad. Factor Bullcrap, the blue meth on Breaking Bad is actually rock candy. Factor Bullcrap.
That's fact.
I'll say fact as well.
It is a fact. Aaron Paul, who plays Jesse, has admitted he ate it all the time during filming. Statement number two, the scientist who invented LSD died 18 months later from a heroin overdose. Fact or bullcrap?
I'll say fact.
No, I'm going to disagree. I'll say bullcrap.
Yeah, it is bullcrap. He was a chemist named Albert Hofmann. He died in 2008 at the age of 102. Yeah. He discovered the drug in 1943 when he accidentally absorbed some through his fingertips.
Bet he had some nice teeth.
Fact or bullcrap, statement number three, or whatever number I'm on at this point. Don't laugh at me. Too many poppy seeds really can make you test positive for opiates. Fact or bullcrap?
I happen to know this for a fact.
Yeah, it is a fact.
Fact. It was poppy seeds. Yeah, that's it.
It is a fact. Federal prisons usually prohibit them because of it. And I will attest to that as a insurance salesman many, many years ago. If you came back positive for opiates, chances are it's because you were chowing on the lemon poppy seed muffins or...
No stems, just the seeds.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Fact or bullcrap? Chronic LSD users have acid flashbacks because it's still in their spinal fluid. Fact or bullcrap?
I would say fact because I thought I was having one the first time I listened to your show. So I'd say fact.
I'll agree. I'll say fact as well.
Yeah, it's bullcrap. That's an urban legend. Remnants of some chemicals can end up in your spinal fluid, but not LSD. It's not clear why the flashbacks actually happened. All right,
that's Viagra. I'm sorry.
Where did you find this guy? Is not for real. This is one of your. Come on.
All right, statement number five, or the last one for this segment. George Washington and Thomas Jefferson both wrote their journals about smoking marijuana. Fact or bullcrap?
Everybody know they all had the munchies when they wrote that. So I'll say fact.
All right, what do you say, Tom?
I think they did imbibe in the cannabis back in those days. I'll say fact as well.
Apparently, that may be the exact truth, because that statement is bullcrap. They did grow it, but only to make clothing with the hemp.
The hemp guys. Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, everybody knows Ben Franklin was smoking something a little heavier, be flying a kite and lightning like that.
There's no direct evidence that either of them smoked it. Ty, thank you very much for calling and being a part of the show. You didn't win the competition, but we are going to send you a home game version of today's show.
So am I going to get a prize or what?
Yeah, that's the prize. We're going to send you the home game. It's kind of a joke.
Oh, crap.
Okay.
Whatever.
All right. Thank you, Ty. You have a good day, and I hope everything goes well for you.
Keep up a good show, Beth.
It's Seth, by the way.
Whatever.
All right. Thank you. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.